to fill up leads.
Okay, what did your father do for a living?
Well, he homesteaded in 1910, and then he went to work for the Great Northern Railroad in 1912 as a fireman, and later as an engineer.
Did your mother ever work outside of the home?
No, she didn't.
Did you contribute to the family income, and if you did, in what way?
Yes, I made my own spending money and bought my own clothes from about the fifth grade on. I also did summer follow in the summertime and worked on Fresno Dam in high school. I delivered the Haver Daily News and later did the janitorial work, poured hot lead and routed the pictures and advertisement sections. And later the janitorial work and the mailing. Also shoveled walks, painted houses, washed windows, and general yard work.
When did you get your first job outside the family?
I think my first job was peddling papers starting in the fifth grade.
Okay, did your family have a garden?
Yes.
Was it for family use or profit?
Family use.
Okay. Who did the planting, digging, cultivating, weeding, and watering?
Well, when I got old enough, my mother and myself did most of it.
What kind of vegetables did you grow, and who harvested them? What kind of vegetables did you grow, and who harvested them?
We grew everything that was adaptable to this climate, and my mother did the harvesting, mostly. I helped dig vegetables.
Did your family have any fruit trees?
We had a crabapple, apple, and plum tree.
Who did the canning, and what vegetables and fruits were canned and how?
My mother, all types. She cooked, boiled, cooked, packed, boiled to seal, and wet. And she made jams and jellies and beef.
Did you raise hogs or chickens?
We raised chickens. Good ones.
What kind of meat did you eat and how often?
Well, we usually had meat twice a day, or we had beef, pork, chicken, turkey, fish, when we could get fresh fish or caught it, and we used smoked fish and brine fish or salted fish, didn't we?
Did you slaughter your own animals and how often?
Just chickens. We had chicken every Sunday. Fried chicken, real good fried chicken.
Did you keep a cow for milk?
We had on the farm, we had a loner cow that we used through the summer for fresh milk.
Okay. Did you make your own butter or cheese?
With the excess cream, mother made butter and we utilized the buttermilk.
Did any of the family sell eggs or butter?
No. We ate it all.
What kind of crops did you plant?
Wheat, flax, and barley.
Who did the work on the crops? The family hired hands, and on what occasion?
The whole family, and we didn't have hired hands, but at harvest time, the neighbors would go from homestead or farm to farm and do the harvest.
Now to your school, what education did you take up after you got out of high school?
Well, I started in pre-aeronautical engineering at NMC, and after World War II, I came back and picked up credits for pre-dental school, and I received my dental degree from Northwestern University, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, did your family support, oppose, or encourage your decision?
Well, they supported me with board and room while I was at NMC, and they definitely encouraged me all the way through. So did my wife.
Okay. Now to your marriage life and later life. When and where did you meet your wife?
I met her in the first grade at St. Jude School in 1927.
How and when did you get engaged and married?
We became engaged while I was home on leave, you know, during World War II. And we were married January 19, 1944.
Where did you marry and who was present?
We were married in Tehachapi, California. And present were the priest, two altar boys, and two attendants, and ourselves. Big crowd.
How many children did you end up having?
Well, we had 9 children, and we are now grandparents of 14, and we've had a very happy marriage.
Thank you very much for spending this time with me today.
You're welcome, Scott.